Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. And if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for having me. My name is Renards. I'm from Latvia, Europe. And me and my partner started a chatbot agency already 3 years ago, back in 2020, before chatbots and AI was a buzzword. And from there, it was a crazy ride. We've onboarded more than 80 clients. We are working with D2C brands, primarily in Europe right now, and managed to generate over like 5 million euros in revenue for our clients.
Awesome. So can you just tell us more, like, what is a chatbot agency? Like, what does that mean? And like, who is an ideal customer for you?
Yeah. So we've been working with direct-to-consumer brands here in Europe. Also, we have a couple of clients in the US, but chatbots, it's basically conversational commerce, which means that you can implement them for a client in Messenger, in SMS. But we are focused for the past 3 years specifically is WhatsApp, which is a primarily channel in Europe. I don't know about you guys in US. You're probably not using WhatsApp so often.
I use it, but because our team is international, but yeah, like Americans, most Americans don't typically use it for texting, you know?
Yeah.
So I guess like in terms of, can you just, I guess, describe like an example with without mentioning a specific customer, right? But just a customer use case, right? So somebody signs up and they're implementing their WhatsApp business with your chatbot. Is it like a SaaS model, or do you just build it out for them? Like, what does that look like?
Yeah, so it's entirely done for you solution, which is basically a monthly package of WhatsApp marketing, which means we are engaging their customers and building their subscriber base for WhatsApp. And then we're also managing their campaigns, which means broadcast, different automations, our abandonment automations, post-purchase automations, and all of that stuff. And from there, it comes Black Friday strategies, different product launches that we've been very successful at. And I'm going to go into more detail with different case studies, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. So I guess like in terms of how you work with them, like essentially, it's more of like an agency model where you're just like, it's like SaaS plus services, because you're also doing media buying, you're doing strategy. So it's not just the monthly chatbot. It's more than that, because obviously for the chat to work and to be effective, as you said, you have to have good ads and good traffic to that chatbot, correct?
Yeah, definitely. So that's what we've been struggling in the first year, because finding actual product market fit, because chatbots, not a solution for small to medium-sized businesses. So it's usually for brands starting at least at $2 to $3 million in revenue. And of course, they need to have substantial traffic, and they should be managing and running paid ads at scale. So yeah.
Awesome. So in terms of like your pricing, like, and what does that look like? It's like, how much do you typically charge, and like, what are they getting? You know, so I'm sure maybe if somebody has the chatbot, maybe there's different tiers of pricing where it's like that they're paying more, it might be like a different level of service. So how do you price your services?
Yeah, so usually that's a monthly retainer plus performance. So performance comes from our different product launches and campaigns that we manage.
Awesome. So what would you say is like the biggest challenge that you face in the business today?
In terms of client business?
Well, in terms of even like getting new clients, or even like keeping your clients. It's like, I know in e-com that there is lots of churn. So people will churn and they'll sign up and they might leave. So even like, are you getting new clients? Cause like, I mean, so you mentioned your niche is WhatsApp. So you're mostly focused in Europe. So I guess like, you know, challenges just from that standpoint.
Well, the main challenge is probably that it's sort of like a new thing in Europe and in general in West, because conversational commerce is just starting to take off. And in Asia, for example, based on statistics, it's way more popular. So in chat apps like WeChat, people are already doing conversational commerce and buying things online through chat, which is kind of natural for them. And for us, it's like a big move for many brands to introduce a new sales channel. But it's very powerful for retention because open rates are way higher than traditional channels such as email. But on the other side, there are also additional costs with Meta Business API.
Right. So do you only do WhatsApp or do you have other integrations? Like, do you do WeChat or anything else, or is it just WhatsApp for now?
Yeah, we've been doing also SMS campaigns for a couple of clients in the US. We've been doing Facebook Messenger, but right now we're very focused on WhatsApp because it shows the best performance so far. And that's kind of like, it's not so personal as SMS, because SMS is like too personal and it's too short. But on the other side, it's like the perfect like middleman between email and SMS. So yeah, it's common.
Right. So I guess, like, how have you grown this business, right? How have you gotten into this? It's only, you have 80 customers now. So has it been through cold email, LinkedIn, X? Like, what has been your strategy to get all this business?
Yeah, mostly from referrals and paid ads. So we've been really aggressive with paid ads in the beginning in our local country. And right now we're also running ads in LinkedIn and Facebook.
So what percent of your customers are specifically based in Latvia?
I would say right now it's a very small base of customers, like less than 20%, because Latvia is a small country. There's only 2 million people here, and there's not a lot of our ideal customer type. So yeah.
Right. But you mentioned that you were running ads early on in Latvia, or just like in Europe in general, or like where were you running the ads?
Yeah. In the beginning, we were running them only in Latvia, but right now we're running them in Europe. And also we are having different partnerships with other agencies who are referring clients to us.
So where, I mean, do you have like most of your customers in the UK or Spain, or like what countries do you find most of your customers are located?
So most of our customers are in UK, Germany, Spain, Portugal, Israel, Ireland, mostly like all over the Europe. Yeah, those are the, sure, the main countries. Also, so a couple of clients from Middle East as well. Yeah.
Well, I'm just curious, right? Because you mentioned all these different countries and they all have different languages. So how do you go about like training like the models in different languages? Because it's like, you know, it's one thing if you're working with UK or American customers, like it's English, but like if they're in Israel or if they're in Germany, it's like very different languages.
Yeah. So we provide our clients with native copywriters in each country and native translators. That's the thing that's exceptional here. And yeah, we have a lot of contractors that are working in these countries. So they are providing all the translations and all the necessary copywriting.
Awesome. So obviously now that we're about to end 2023, so for 2024, like what are some of your goals? Like what would be considered a successful year for next year?
That's a good question. Make $20 online.
Well, I guess because like you told me that you have 80 customers, right? So are you looking to get to 160 or like what's the goal in terms of like, you know, your business, right?
Yeah, in terms of business, like we have, obviously we have financial goals set up, but that's with us. And right now we're looking forward to just onboard more clients in Europe, specifically in UK right now, because we've been seeing some more and more traffic from UK and working in that region specifically.
So what do you think is the biggest obstacle preventing you from growing and expanding in the UK or just in general by next year?
Yeah, right now essentially there are just things such as hiring, expanding the team, and scaling the ads profitably.
Awesome. So I guess like is a vision also like to add more features, or I mean that's kind of what I was getting at, like not necessarily just, you know, financial goal, but maybe in 2024, like okay, we're gonna go more for WeChat or something. Like is that something that's like in the pipeline for like the next few years? I guess like where do you see yourselves taking this business?
Yeah, so we are kind of like transitioning right now into SaaS model to provide kind of like do-it-yourself model to our clients. But there are lots of pitfalls here. So since we're not VC funded, it's really tough to provide a software as a service solution at a relatively low price for the end customer. So that's why we're still operating as an agency and on the done for you basis.
Right. So you're kind of exploring that, but you're saying that financially just wouldn't make sense to do like in the immediate future, but more so maybe, like in a couple of years from now.
Yeah, it depends. It's mostly like a financial decision to go into like software business right now. But we have all the infrastructure, all the automations, all the flows set up for our clients natively in our platform. So theoretically, we could go into the software as a service direction, but we're not looking to right now.
Right. So I was just curious, right? Because like in the US, there's a lot of regulations when it comes to SMS. So when you're like in Europe, it's like, do people have to, can they like unsubscribe or like, what does that look like in terms of making it as effective as possible and also like following all the rules?
Yeah, so right now in Europe, mostly that's GDPR, and we're obviously GDPR compliant since day one. That means the person is subscribing to the chatbot, and he is, of course, checking that he's aware that he's subscribed, and we are always providing the option to unsubscribe from the flows.
So I guess like just examples of flows, is it more like cart recovery and then you also send out messages if it's like a promo, for Black Friday? What are some of the flows that you guys work with?
Yeah, so on one side, there are basic automation flows such as cart abandonments, add to cart reminders, post-purchase flows. And on the other side, there are some strategic campaigns that are just focused on getting as many sales as possible. Well, I can tell you one crazy strategy that we did in 2022, which kind of exploded for one of our clients. So basically, we were offering a 10% discount, such as many brands do, but not on email, but on WhatsApp. And the person is just subscribing with their phone, with their WhatsApp, and they're instantly receiving this coupon code. And then we hired a native female from Europe who was recording voice flows, kind of voice messages in WhatsApp for those customers. Like we put them in the flow. And the voice message was around the following. So, hi, darling. It's Nancy from company XYZ. I'm super excited that for your interest in our products. And here's your discount code. Use it wisely. And then there were automatic reminders after 2 hours, then post-purchase updates from Nancy with voice messages. And this strategy alone generated around 155,000 in revenue, only from those voice messages in like 2 weeks for our brand. And this is the
That's
strategy that
amazing.
we also later applied to many other customers.
But do you think that strategy only works in a specific niche, or do you think this can work across like any vertical?
Yeah, that depends on testing, of course. So it could work in any niche, I believe, but we're testing a lot, different campaigns, different strategies. This year we tested in Black Friday massively with gift cards, and this year was absolutely crazy in BFCM. We made like a lot of revenue for our clients through gift card strategy.
So can
So
you just talk more about like that gift card strategy? Like what does that look like for you?
yeah, so I have a LinkedIn article on that, so I'm gonna briefly describe this. So basically the first thing is to get as many WhatsApp subscribers as possible, is to gain the subscriber base. And we did that through giveaway. So we launched a massive giveaway by offering some free gifts, free products. And then we collected this huge customer database of around 40,000 people. And we were constantly warming them up every single day with the giveaways closer and Black Friday, and just 2 days left, 1 day left. And then we announced the winners in WhatsApp personally to, we sent just a massive campaign to all the subscribers. And then for those who didn't win, we sent some other gifts such as promo codes, gift cards, and different bonuses that were really engaging. And from that, we generated a lot of revenue.
That's amazing. So, what would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this company?
So I wish we figured out the ideal customer profile earlier, because the first year was absolutely horrible. We were working with small businesses that were primarily in lead generation, and they were not kind of like the best fit. So I guess product market fit is one of the one of the things that take the most time and is crucial for success.
So early on, you were not working at like Quick, and when you first started, it was not e-com specifically, but then you realized like e-com is where you guys have to be.
Yeah, we realized, and when we really took off was 2022, actually. We started in 2020 when COVID first hit, but the real takeoff happened when we figured out who is our ideal customer, that we have to focus only on WhatsApp marketing. And then we started working with bigger names in the industry, onboarding more and more clients.
Awesome. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your company website or social media, just best ways to get in contact with you?
Yeah, so it's chatsmart.org. You awesome. Can go to chatsmart.org, or we're also rebranding right now kind of into Noel. So we recently rebranded our company from Chatsmart to Noel. You can go to usenoel.com as well.
Awesome. And then what about social media? Are you guys on X or Instagram or Facebook?
Yeah, you can just find me by my name and last name, Renards Skutels, in X and LinkedIn and other socials.
Awesome. Well, I just want to say that we're rooting for you to have a very successful 2024. And thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me. Have a great end of this year and happy 2024.
Thanks, you too. All right. Bye.
Bye.